Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Our first half hour spotlights an attraction rarely found on Tubi, Fox's multi-channel bundle, an original series. We're checking out Sangre Negra, Black Blood, set in the crime universe of Los Angeles. Co-starred executive producer Antonio McKay and executive producer Frank Pinnock join me next. You wonder what Jack LaLanne would say about the growing phenomenon we'll detail in our second half hour, interactive fitness television. Peloton is leading that movement, and Senior Vice President Karina Kogan is on deck. Also ahead, Michael B. Jordan's new television pact, Super Bowl 55 viewership, and our first classic trivia winner of 2021. About time. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker Internet Radio, also presented on Verbal, Amazon Music, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com. The leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want, and get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 28 degrees at the top of the hour on this February 8th, 2021, and we welcome you on this Monday, the program all about TV's current and future. Great to have you all aboard. Wonderful guests coming away over the next hour, and we invite you to settle in and be interactive with us. All you have to do is pick up the phone and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker to the Radio. And our chat room is ready to go for you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it and use it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Speaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions on TV live with you. Our duo from Sangre Negra, Black Blood, and Tony McKay and Frank Pinnock will join us live from L.A. after these news notes. Actor and media entrepreneur Michael B. Jordan is a new first-look TV content arrangement with Amazon Studios. Jordan and his Outlier Society production venture will also create films and possibly multimedia projects. Without Remorse, starring Jordan in an action-adventure saga, debuts April 30th on Amazon Prime Video. In other Amazon news, Jenny Han will write and produce a TV series adaptation of her novel, The Summer I Turned Pretty. Han is the author of the popular All the Boys books that inspired a set of hit original films on Netflix. Believe it or not, at this hour, there is no data from Nielsen over viewership of last night's Super Bowl 55 on CBS or the debut of a new Equalizer series starring Queen Latifah. Again, no announcement of data at this time. We'll get back to you with our update on that on Wednesday's episode at this very hour, less than 48 hours from now. Now some quickies. Actress-singer Christina Millar will join the cast of Stars Step Up. She will play the role originally performed by Naya Rivera, who died in a drowning incident last year. Apple TV Plus is greenlighting Jane, a live-action theater animated series produced for the Jane Goodall Institute. Community creator Dan Harmon has set his first Toon deal for Fox, a series set in ancient Greece, where humans, gods, and monsters cross paths. Top new BBC game show, The Wheel, will be adapted by its creators for 10 episodes on NBC probably later this year. And Ovation will debut season 3 of Crossing Lines, the espionage drama formerly on NBC, tonight in prime time. And that is news notes for today. We have a bunch of multi-channel bundles you can find on smart TV sets and smart TV devices these days. There's Tubi from Fox, there's Zumo, there's Pluto TV, Fubo TV, Stir, and others. But what you find on those multi-channel bundles is usually either programming services, 24/7 linear, or reruns of library content. In the case of Pluto TV, specialty channel devoted to former shows on Nickelodeon, on MTV, Comedy Central, and so on. So at this point, you rarely get the chance to see original shows. But on Tubi from Fox, you can now. It's called Sangre Negra, Black Blood. And here to talk about this project, which has been long in gestation, are two of the key people involved in the program. First, live from Los Angeles, co-star and executive producer, Antonio McKay. Antonio, welcome in.
Thank you, Simon. How are you doing?
Very, very fine, thank you. And joining both of us, also from L.A., another executive producer of the program, Frank Pinnock. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Simon.
It's a pleasure. Antonio, we'll start with you. Are you surprised that your series was going to be picked up by something like Tubi, which, as I said, is usually running either specific broadcast cable channels or library Fox programming?
Was I surprised? Not really because of the way the industry is going right now. I know there's need for content, and especially original content. And if you're a streaming service, you've got to be on the lookout for it. You know, and we have what I feel is a superior product, and it is a completed series. So it makes sense that one of these streaming services would pick it up. It just happens to be that Tubi was in the right place at the right time. And Frank can probably expound on that more, but that's
Let's talk about that, Antonio. Now get to Frank. How did Tubi get to be at the right place at the right time?
Well, what happened was we had a deal with the El Rey Network to actually be – they were supposed to have the first run of the series. So as we were going through the post-production and doing a little bit more filming and a little bit, you know, so we kept in contact with them. They said, okay, we're waiting. When the series was finally ready, we found out that basically El Rey was going to no longer be in business, so they wouldn't need our series. And it just happened to be Tubi had contacted one of our agents about interest for the series, and that's basically how they got to be in the right. So when El Rey fell through, Tubi was basically next up in line. So.
By the way, we should point out for everybody, El Rey is the network that was founded by Robert Rodriguez, the independent filmmaker behind Spy Kids, and much, much more. And it was on Univision, had an equity stake in the venture. The last couple of years have been a little bit tough. We've had El Rey people on the show before, both series creators and management. And then last year, El Rey had a number of major cable operators drop the channel. Then Univision dropped their equity stake. And then El Rey announced that they are either folding up for good or they're going as a linear network on broadcast on cable network on cable systems, or they may be coming back as a smart TV service. Daniel, talk about how the series got going. How did this get created?
Okay, that's a great story. Frank and I, we've known each other for a while. I was introduced to him many years ago to help me out with a movie I was trying to get together called Forbidden. And we collaborated on that film, and we were trying to get money to film that. And after years of frustration, we finally were just about to get the money when the phone call came that it wasn't going to happen. So out of frustration, he and I met at a coffee bean at this well-known mall called The Grove in Los Angeles. We met at this coffee bean, and Frank said to me, "Hey, man, I'm tired of this. We need to film something. I don't even care." At that time, web series were really, really big at the time. So he said, "Even if it's a web series, let's just do something." And I was in agreement, and he asked me, if you were to film something, what would you want to film? What would you want to see? What was your favorite show when you were growing up? And I said, I always remember my parents and I used to sit in front of the TV on Friday nights and watch Dallas. So I got caught up in the, you know, the series format of Dallas at the time. So I said, yeah, I'd like to see a show like Dallas come back, you know. And he said his favorite show was The Sopranos. So basically what we did is we decided to join together those two concepts, especially the whole brothers, the whole family aspect of Dallas, along with the mafioso and the family aspect of The Sopranos, put it all together, make a decision that we were going to – well, I made that decision. I shouldn't even say he was in on that. But we were trying to get together I'm sorry. I got interrupted for a second. Yeah, we were trying to formulate a conglomerate of the two, and we put a Latin spin on it. And that's basically how we came up with it. And Frank can probably elaborate more, but that's how we looked at it.
All right, Frank, go ahead. Have the conversation.
Antonio touched on pretty much most of it. I'll just add by saying that I was at the time when we came up with that idea. I was very determined at that time. I was at a place in my life where, one way, shape, or form, we were going to get something done. the idea, I'd watched The Sopranos at least three or four times by that time, the series, and, you know, being from New York, you know, the series resonated to me in a lot of ways that maybe it wouldn't resonate with other people, but actually it did resonate with a lot of people, so I know the popularity of it, and John Galifianakis. So once we decided to do a fusion of both concepts, the idea behind that, just to add to what Antonio said, was basically just making it where there were conflicts amongst the brothers, and we felt like that would keep viewers watching and make the story itself interesting. And basically, I made a decision at that point that whatever happened, Antonio was going to be the bad guy. I didn't really – that's the only thing I knew after coming out of that conversation, that he would – whoever comes on after that, he was going to be the bad guy. That's it.
And I like that. I agreed. You know.
We're talking about Sangre Negra, Black Blood. You can find it now on Tubi. That's the multi-channel bundle from Fox that is running on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices as well. And both Antonio McKay, who is the co-star as well as executive producer, and Frank Pinnock, executive producer of the series, join us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Moon Televising. Happy you're joining us also on this Monday afternoon, wherever you are catching us. Simon Applebaum with you along for the ride from New York, where it is now 28 degrees at the top of the hour. We had about 6 inches of snow yesterday. We're expecting more as the week goes on. Yes, it is February. Yes, it is winter. We're getting a big reminder of that. Two snowstorms in the matter of a week. But we'd like to have you with us in the conversation. All you got to do, pick up the phone and call 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04. By name, our good friend from Philadelphia, Rick Webb, is in the room. This is the first of three episodes we're doing this week. You will not want to miss our episode on Wednesday. It's a 90-minute edition for you, and our lead guest is really special. From the new CBS series inspired by Silence of the Lambs, Clarice, we have executive producer and co-writer Jenny Lumet, and yes, she is the daughter of the celebrated film and before that TV director, Sidney Lumet. It's an exclusive you will find right here on Tomorrow Be Televised as our lead guest. And then, guess what? The game show that keeps a-licking and keeps on ticking, Chain Reaction, is back for its third go-round on GSN, the game show network. Jay James, the executive producer, will be with us. And, believe it or not, it's been 50 years since Masterpiece Theater premiered on PBS. We'll mark that milestone with a University of Missouri professor who is an expert on Masterpiece Theater on PBS, Dr. Nancy West. It's all coming up on a 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. You will not want to miss it, and we invite you to really be involved. That's Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Frank, go over the plot, if you will, the storyline of Sangre Negra and how you assemble the show.
Yeah, so basically the plot of it is as Antonio, and Antonio is the lead writer and the writer of the show. I am also the director and executive producer. So basically collaborating with Antonio, the plot is basically about a family, a Latin family, who's is a high-end, or they're well-off, let's use the word well-off, family. With three sons, the father played by Eric Estrada. They have three sons, three different mothers. Eric Estrada is being very busy. Basically, those three brothers are on different sides of the law. And one is a cop, one is an attorney, and of course there's Antonio's character, who's a gangster. So the family is also very big in politics. So they're, again, not only are they well off, they're a well-respected family. Well, the attorney part of it and the police part of it is good to uphold the family, but Antonio's character being a gangster and his name being in the news consistently for all the wrong reasons keeps the family at a conflictual type of situation, where the police brother have a situation where he would like to go after his own brother, who's Antonio, take him down with the assistance of his attorney brother, who was played by Ricardo Herranz. With that, that is basically the core plot of the show. As we follow the show, obviously, we'll see other things that are subcontext, but for the core basis of the show, it's about that family and the three brothers who exist on different sides of the track.
I mean, add for it one little detail. One of the other conflicts that come into it is the fact that my younger brother, played by Danny Arroyo, Christian, who's the cop in the show, is also involved with my former girlfriend who has my child. So now he's involved with her. So that adds even more fire to the conflict. So.
It sounds, Antonio, like there's a little bit of Dallas, a little bit of Sopranos, a little bit of Blue Bloods, and maybe a little bit of L.A. Confidential involved in how this story unfolds.
Yeah, you nailed it perfectly. And that's,
Did I hear it nailed that Eric Estrada is also in the series?
Yes, you heard correctly. Yes, Eric Estrada is in the series. He plays the father of the three sons.
The patriarch, so we call it.
Yeah, the patriarch. We have influences in the industry, and one of my influences, a big influence that makes appearance or homage to, if you may, in the series is The Godfather. I'm a big Godfather connoisseur, so we would like to believe that a little bit of The Godfather shows up in it from time to time, in the way the families operated and some of the certain things from the gangster world goes down. The intellect of the if you want to call it the crime, if there's such a thing as intellectual crime, the crimes in this series is very well thought out and intellectually driven.
Yes, it's not the typical just shoot them up, kill them, and who you know. It's a little bit more complex.
And Tony, what was it like for you to both write, executive produce, and star in this? And how did you work with the local authorities to shoot the series in Los Angeles?
Wow, you're asking a lot of good questions. Okay, let me break it down. First of all, let me say it was a blast. Okay, I enjoy this after being in this industry for a fairly long amount of time. The fact that I could actually take control of a project really, you know, made my year, decade, you know. What I found out was that when you write, it was easy to write for my character because I know me, obviously. The hardest part was to write other characters, create the characters, and then find actors who can bring these characters to life and add their own personality to the characters. And that was a revelation to me how that happened. And I'm like, wow, this is why people do what they do. You know, this is why they write like this. As far as getting the local authorities to do with it, that had to do a lot with relationships. And I have a couple. Frank has a great many of them that allowed us to do things that ordinarily cost a fortune to do, which is why many independents can't do it. We found our way around it by just utilizing relationships. I think Frank could add to that, too, because, like I said, he has a lot of those relationships that we used, especially as far as cameras and crew and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Simon, yeah, so basically, yeah, years of working in the industry behind the camera and behind the scenes in every aspect that you can think about, including location, that plays a main part in our show. One of the things that I'm stickler about is actually filming on location. We do utilize some stage and some studios, but we actually go on actual locations to film these things. And one of the things is one of the things that you really can do and we're able to do is, you know, pick your poison, so to speak, or pick your times. We decide, and anybody who's listening to this show, which I hope you're listening to Simon's show, this is something they could utilize for themselves. There's days that you could do certain things in Los Angeles that cause less stress on you and your crew and cast, for that matter. Now, of course, you do have a pandemic now, so maybe there's a little bit more that you have to add to it. But in generally speaking, there are certain days in Los Angeles, if you do your homework and get up and decide to, you know, put the work in, you can get certain things done at a certain time and a certain place, and things that normally you would have to go through hoops to get to, you can actually make happen if you know the city and you decide to put the work in. So we utilize a lot of that stuff. Just for example, like Sunday morning early is a great time to film in Los Angeles. Let's just throw it out there. Most people don't want to do it. No people want to get up and do it. But I'll let you know that Sunday morning, extremely early, you can get a lot done before the hours of 10 o'clock without any interruption.
Extremely early.
Yeah, extremely early, yeah. So that's just like an example.
And you're also able to avoid issues with the pandemic in terms of making sure that everybody's tested and ready to go.
Absolutely.
All
the studios that we're filming with, everything has been laid out. You got, you know, you take the temperature, you have hand sanitizer, you got, you know, we have bought things for the set also, you know, the mask and everything. Our makeup people separate bags and stuff like that with the different people, and everybody's name is tagged separately.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we do the best we can. You know, with the vaccine and everything else happening, we plan on continuing with following guidelines that could make us continue filming.
Yeah, we were lucky to complete a great deal of the filming before the pandemic hit. So we were able to, you know, get it, squeeze it into post production right before everything went to pieces.
We are speaking with two key people behind Sangre Negra, Black Blood, now running on Tubi. Antonio McKay, he's one of the co-stars, also one of the main writers, and also an executive producer. And executive producer Frank Pinnock. They're both with us live from L.A. this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Abbott with you live from the other coast, Nueva York, right here on this Monday, the 8th of February, 2021, day after the Super Bowl, which the Tampa Bay Bucks just annihilated the Kansas City Chiefs. I have to say, quick note, I've never seen a defense of a team implode so badly as the Kansas City Chiefs did, particularly in that first half with all the penalties. Absolutely unbelievable. But that's another story. Anyway, in a question or comment in our remaining minutes with our guests in this first half hour, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, Amazon has a brand new series, a very unusual one premiering this Friday, called The Hunters Anthology. It's a very unusual anthology series. We'll speak with its writer-director, Robert Smithline, and its producer, Arezu Akmal. And then, next week, we'll be with you on Tuesday. Monday is President's Day. We'll be with you on Tuesday. And speaking of multi-channel bundles, we'll have the chief of Xumo, another one of the key multi-channel bundles, Colleen Petrie-Norris. He will be our lead guest on next Tuesday, day after President's Day, BBC Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Frank, one thing we didn't quantify here, is this a bilingual series or a Spanish language series? If it's bilingual, how do you and Antonio pick what segments are bilingual, what segments are Spanish? What's English, what's Spanish?
Actually, thanks. And I'll point that out, that Simon, that it is not necessarily bilingual. It's actually 98% of it is in English. We do apply certain dialogue based on decisions made by myself and Antonio. Certain dialogue are done, you know, explicitly in Spanish. In those places, sometimes we'll let it go, or sometimes we'll just do subtitles. But for the most part, 98%, 99% of it is in English. That decision, like I said, may change in season two, where we apply more dialogue-driven things that are in Spanish. But for the most part, this is an English-speaking series.
Yeah, and usually when we have for instance, one of my brothers is played by actual native Venezuelan, and he has a very strong accent. So usually a lot of times he will talk to some of his compadres in Spanish, and, you know, that's in Spanish. But then when the other characters are pretty much Latin Americans, so a little different kind of situation. So they basically converse in English most of the time, even though they'll throw Spanish in when they need to.
Yeah, what kind of reaction are the viewers on Tubi giving you about the series? Well, what are you hearing?
So far, what we're hearing from people we know and people we don't know is that they want to see more. If I had to pick one thing without going into a long soliloquy, it has drawn in people to say that they want more. They want more. And so I would leave it at that. Antonio could expand on some of the things that he's heard, but that is pretty much the main thing that I've heard. And when somebody says they want more from your series, that usually emanates to be something good.
Right. I've actually heard that they're really buying into the characters, and they either love or hate certain characters, and they're interested to see how we get out of certain situations, you know, how we're going to evolve, whether we're going to evolve as characters throughout the series. So yes, to keep on what Frank said, basically it's what's going to happen next, you know, they can't wait for the next episode, which is exactly what we wanted them to feel. So far, so good.
Incidentally, where on Tubi, what channel on Tubi is it running? And how are you getting – I know you have a publicist who I know very well, Dina White, really wonderful person. That's how we found out about the series. But how are you getting the word out about the program? And is Tubi giving you any promotional support, any marketing support to let folks know, hey, you're on?
Good question.
I'll let Frank answer that one.
We're still new on the platform. And as you know, Simon, tomorrow's going to make 3 weeks that we're been
three weeks,
on,
yeah.
in the four episodes that's up. But as you understand, a streaming outlet is not really a channel. It's basically like a Netflix thing where you go, you see the splash page. If your project is up on the splash page, it gives it a big bump. But for the most part, if you go on Netflix or anything that is a streamer, you pretty much kind of go in the genre that you may like, which is action, drama, or whatnot. We're listed on the drama. And so basically, we have to do publicity, all right? So promotion, publicity will drive the numbers and let people know through that, and also social media could let people know on a grand scale how to find the show, where to find the show, pretty much by going on Tubi and either do a search, just type in Sangre, and then Sangre Negra will come up. You can watch it from that way. We're also in areas where when you go on Tubi, there's a thing that's called recently added. If somebody's on the streaming site and they want to see something that's recently added, we will eventually pop up in there. I don't think we've gotten there yet, but we'll eventually pop up in there. And then we hopefully can get the main dashboard when you log on to Tubi, and it's there. You could actually see us up there. So that's part of the work in progress. We believe that in the next week or so, we'll be able to make, if not both of those situations, at least one out of two, which will definitely help our visibility.
Also, we have the old-fashioned word of mouth.
Antonio, have you already started to think, if Tubi gives me the green light, you and Frank the green light, how do you want to give people more of the series? Have you thought about what the second season would be like, what the arc of the characters would be?
Yes, I already started working on it. Finishing off the first draft of the first episode of season two. And we have a what they call a Bible that we've been going by. Actually, even though it changes as things change, as society changes, we have to change. Sometimes the news changes our stuff, you know. But basically, yeah, the first episode is pretty much complete for season two. And in my mind and in Frank's mind, I think we have some ideas of what we're going to do. Once you get it on paper, we look at it and we decide whether or not it makes sense. And if it makes sense, we go with it.
Yeah.
And,
we,
and Frank, have you and Antonio started to think about other projects, just in case you want to do more new television series?
Oh, definitely.
We are definitely have other projects in our belt, and there's certain outline. I'll use the word outline and development that has gone on with some of those projects. One of those projects is that project that Antonio mentioned earlier that we were working on for years before we went to Sangre Negra. It's called Forbidden, which now with the different ways that the industry is conducting itself, I think we have a greater chance of making that project now possibly into a television series. So we have at least two or three. I will mention that we have a partner, his name is Kareem Madison. He's one of the lead executive producer on the who've come in and helped us to get the show to where it is right now. And he's also has some collaborations that he wants to work with us on. And so, yeah, we have our plates full once we get through a second season, which, as Antonio said, we have a Bible and we have an outline for at least halfway through a second season already. We just have to get to writing and start tightening up on some situations that were, as Tony says, we're making applicable because of the change in society, and got a new president, got all that kind of stuff.
Got a pandemic.
We have to figure out how we tweak all that stuff and make it make sense. So, yeah, we're pretty much, I could say right now, if we had to make a move, we could be into half of second season two within a short period of time. I will give this a shout out to Antonio on the radio. He's an extremely fast and rapid writer, fastest writer I've ever met in my years of doing this business.
Oh, I appreciate it. Also, in case, well, I think he's mentioned it, but you know, Frank is also the director. He's directed all the episodes so far. So I like to, and he's, to me, he's one of the best directors I work with. I've worked with a few. Both here and in
Canada. Two quick points before we wrap the conversation. First of all, I really want to credit Robert Rodriguez for doing El Rey for the time it was on. I know it was a terrific network. I know it had some bumps and bruises along the way. But the thing about Robert was that he wanted to really expand the diversity of what was on television for Latino filmmakers and TV makers. And I hope that somebody
right.
will continue the ball that he tried. And I hope that Robert will find another way to get back into television, because the TV medium needs people like Robert. He's really a marvelous person. I met him once during the El Rey run, and he's a terrific, terrific, and very talented, creative person. So I hope that he will try another venture like that in television soon. And secondly, let's hope that this opens the door for more such original productions on Tubi and not just Fox reruns or other library content. We will see. Again, the program
Amen
is called Sangre Negra, Black Blood, and you can catch it right now on Tubi. It's available on smart TV sets and smart devices and run by Fox. For more details about the service online, go to TubiTV.com. That's TubiTV.com. And if you want to know more about the series, you can find it online at Sangre Negra, the series.com. Sangre Negra, the series.com. Attorney McKay, Frank Pinnock, thank you both very much for joining us. Congratulations on getting the series on. Hopefully the beginning of a wonderful run in store for both of you.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Simon. We look forward to speaking to you again.
Yes, definitely.
You never know. Hopefully. Let's do it. Antonio, Frank,
okay.
Take care. All the greatest.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Attorney McKay and Frank Pinnock joining us live from Los Angeles. When we come back, a long-awaited interview about Peloton and what it's doing to create the world of interactive fitness television. We will have a live interview, an exclusive interview, with one of its key senior vice presidents, Karina Kogan. Plus, we have finally our first Classic Trivia winner of 2021. You'll find out who it is and the answer to that Classic Trivia question in our next half hour, which begins after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You connect to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tunein.com. Together, reach over 50 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, BTR is your home for one of the most popular programs around, the Key of the Unplugged Show. Check it out tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Monday, February 8th of 2021. Simon Alpon with you live from New Weather, York. Happy to have you with us. We will have our second very special guest of this half hour coming your way shortly. If you have a question or comment for that guest, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Our exclusive interview with Peloton Senior Vice President Karina Kogan comes after some words from our fine sponsor at Audible.com. If you're looking for a very unusual time travel tale, how about this one from Kelly Armstrong? It's called A Stitch in Time, and that could be one of the audiobooks you pick with a trial run at Audible.com. In case you don't know, Audible.com from Amazon is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment information and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tuner Radio, etc., etc. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, health and wellness material, 1 month trial, and great customer service from Amazon.com. Oh, and if you're an Amazon Prime member already, you get two audiobooks with your one-month trial, and one of those books could be from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio material and podcasts, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. So how about making this week the week that you discover how Audible.com can transform the way you or someone you love can view and hear the world? All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised. Back in the mid-20th century, a man by the name of Jack LaLanne did something that nobody else ever did. He decided to take his exercising to television. He was one of the first to do it, and to do it nationally, and to do it successfully. And, of course, over time, Jack LaLanne became one of the great advocates of health, wellness, and fitness. It'd be interesting to see what Jack LaLanne has to say about a trend that's going on right now as we speak. It's a trend that's been starting in quiet fashion, but now it's getting big, and it's interactive fitness television, where you can do exercises, do fitness, dance, Pilates, all sorts of things, and you don't necessarily have to have a bike or barbells or exercise equipment doing it. You can do it while you're watching television. your smart TV set or your smart TV device. And a big company that's leading the way is Peloton. And joining us live in an Internet Radio exclusive interview is its Senior Vice President and Global Head of Product Marketing, Karina Kogan. Karina, we're happy to have you with us. Karina, go ahead. Hold on for a second. Let's try again. All right. Hang on a second. Karina, you there? All right. Let's try this line. Karina Kogan, are you there from Peloton?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thanks so much for joining us. And Karina, where are you calling from? What city?
I'm calling from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Oh, so you had a bit of the snow, I believe, yesterday.
Absolutely. We're sitting in many, many feet of snow. My poor husband has been doing a lot of working out, shoveling our driveway.
Well, let's get right into the conversation, Karina. When did Peloton decide now is the time, or it's the time, to do interactive fitness on television?
Well, the story, the folklore, the story goes that the founder of Peloton, John Foley, was a big fan of boutique studio fitness, the likes of SoulCycle and Flywheel. And he and his wife used to attend classes in New York City. And when they had their kids, they weren't able to go to classes quite as often as they'd like to. It was hard to squeeze it in. It was hard to schedule a slot on a bike. And so they started the company. John Foley started the company in 2012, so 9 years ago, when he had this idea of blending sort of the best of boutique studio fitness with, you know, an at-home at-home solution, sort of blending the exciting hardware, software, content, and community into something that you could experience from home.
Karina, when you watch the programming that you now do on television through smart TV sets and smart TV devices, one thing that always pops up is it's not just, you know, watching somebody in front of you doing jumping jacks or doing push-ups, pull-ups, et cetera, et cetera. There's an experience that goes with it. There's sort of an ambiance that goes with it. What would you say that is?
Oh, 100%. There's so much that goes into producing our classes. There is incredible music that's curated by our instructors and the studio teams. And, you know, we have arguably the largest music library and all of fitness. We also obviously have our incredibly dynamic instructors, all of whom have a range of teaching styles, a range of personalities. Some are humorous, some are serious, some feel like life coaches, others feel like your best friends. And so there's sort of these amazing personalities that take you on a journey as well. Then there's the community aspect, right? So you're never riding alone. There's a leaderboard, and you can see who's here now riding with you if you're on a bike or running on a tread. You can high-five people. You can see who's taken the class in the past. So you always feel the presence of others as well. So I think, you know, those things and many others combined really do make it a dynamic, entertaining, motivating experience that is much more lean in than, you know, your traditional sort of, you used to pop in a DVD maybe and try and take a class in your living room. The Peloton experience is just so much more immersive.
And it's also not just studio bound, where everybody is in a studio. You're able to also go outdoors. Do you have a dedicated studio or dedicated outdoor location where you can do these fitness classes on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, most of our classes are taught and captured in the studio. We have a big studio that we just opened up in New York at Hudson Yards, and then we also have a studio in London. So everything is produced in the studio, but we do offer outdoor running classes. So if you prefer to run outside versus on a treadmill or like to complement your indoor running with outdoor running, there is some outdoor classes as well.
Where, by the way, can you update us, Karina, on what smart TV sets, what smart TV devices are now running the Peloton service?
Sure. So you can obviously stream our content from our hardware, our bikes and treads, but as you noted, you can also access it on connected TVs. We're on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Android TV, the Android TV operating system, which is on lots of smart TVs like Sony, for example. And then you can also access Peloton on your mobile device, so on your iPhone or Android phone.
You. Also, along the way, the classes have become more versatile. You're not just stuck with, like, just doing bike exercises or treadmill exercises and so forth. Give people a sense of the range now of interactive fitness or interactive exercise that you're doing.
Absolutely. There's over a dozen what we call the modalities or fitness disciplines that you can take. So in addition to indoor cycling and indoor running, we have meditation, yoga, strength training. We offer Pilates, barre. We drop some dance cardio classes. We have some fit family programming. It's quite a diverse, I mentioned outdoor running. It's quite a diverse mix of programming. So it's really a one-stop solution for the whole household. Once you have a Peloton membership, you can access this wide range of programming, different styles of teaching, different class types, and then also different levels and lengths of classes. So you really can get it all at home for you, your spouse. My kid, I have a 13-year-old, he uses Peloton as well. So
we're speaking with Karina Kogan. She is one of the key people at Peloton, Senior Vice President and also Global Head of Product Marketing there. Peloton, with their interactive fitness television, available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices, including Android TV-powered sets from Sony and other TV set makers. And Karina joins us live from New Jersey this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon, I'm with you live, not far away from where she is, in New Haven, York, where it's 28 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or a comment for Karina, don't be shy. Exercise your fingers and use that, or your voice too, and use the phone, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Don't forget, on our next episode on Wednesday, we're coming away with a big 90-minute program for you. First up, from the new CBS series, Clarice, inspired by Science of the Lambs, executive producer and co-writer Jenny Lumet. Yes, she is the daughter of the celebrated film, and before that, live TV director Cindy Lumet. It's going to be a very exciting conversation with her, and we have her exclusively as our lead guest. Then, the executive producer of the new revival on Chain Reaction on Game Show Network. Its third one, by the way, in 15 years, Jay James, the executive producer. And finally, we'll mark the 50th anniversary of Masterpiece Theater on TBS with an expert from the University of Missouri, English professor Dr. Nancy West. It's all coming up Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, less than 48 hours from now, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Are there certain classes or certain fitness techniques that you're getting more feedback from the audience?
I guess it really depends on how many people are in the class, but also, you know, something like, you know, an indoor cycling class might have more kind of live interaction, certainly, than a yoga class, which is meant to be a more personal meditative practice and something that you're, you know, actively kind of engaging with others on. So cardio tends to be something that could be really fun to do live with others on the platform. Obviously, meditation, hopefully you're doing with your eyes closed, a little bit more inward reflection, probably a little less likely to seek out others during something like that.
Now, on the screen, what do you do in terms of graphics, information that the viewer can track how they're doing, monitor how they're doing, whether it's how many exercises they're doing, how many of a certain exercise they're doing, or how many pounds they're losing, or what their stress level is? How do you get that information and bring it back to the viewer?
Yeah, sure. So the software, during a class, you'll see your metrics. So you'll see, you know, how fast you're going, how hard you're working. You can see, you know, your heart rate. You can see a lot of metrics tied to your specific, to the workout that you're doing. Then also you have your profile. And then on your profile, you can track your, you know, progress over time, how many classes you've taken. You can, you know, build stacks, which is an opportunity to kind of plan in advance which group of classes that you might take. We don't track your weight. Peloton is not really focused on weight loss at all. We are tracking, you know, we are focused on your overall health and helping you track how hard you're working. You know, if you hit a personal record, we'll let you know that, right, if you beat your last record. And, you know, that's something that we want to celebrate with you, something that's motivating. Obviously, our members do like to use Peloton, you know, maybe for weight loss, but it's not something that we're actively tracking and feeding back to you.
Are any of your shows live so that if viewers, let's say, have questions or they suggest exercises, that kind of thing, while you're on the air?
No, so there's no live chat function, right? So the members that, who are working out from home aren't necessarily chatting directly with our instructors, but our instructors do see all the members who are riding live, and they might give you a shout out to celebrate a milestone and say hello. And, you know, if you've done your 100th or 200th ride, an instructor might, you know, congratulate you on that. And then, you know, people might high-five you, and you might feel like an extra sense of accomplishment and excitement to be recognized. But you're not actually messaging or chatting while you're working out. There is actually a feature on the hardware where you can unlock a camera. You can actually see and connect with another rider who also has their camera on. It's not, you know, a lot of the time folks don't use that feature quite as much as you might think, only because, you know, when we're kind of huffing and puffing and sweating, it's not always the time that we want to, you know, be on camera. But there are some other ways that members can connect with other members while taking a workout.
You mentioned that you're also doing programs that are directed at families, family members. How do you handle that kind of a topic where you will have people from different age ranges doing the same exercise or set of exercises?
Yeah, I mean, the classes for the Fit Family Fun classes, those classes are actually designed for young children. So they're specifically targeted to young kids. And many of our instructors are certified to teach children as young as 2 years old. So there's also particular training and certification that you have to go through in order to connect, to teach to kids. So those classes, the Fit Family classes, are specifically classes that you might either set up for your kids to take independently, depending on their age, or you might take it with them alongside them and do something, you know, that's sort of fun for the whole family. But they are, you know, youth focused.
We're talking about Peloton and the groundbreaking work they're doing in the area of interactive fitness television, a fitness situation that you can get on many smart TV sets or smart TV devices, including one that you may have at this very, very moment. We're talking with Karina Kogan. She's one of the key people at Peloton, Senior Vice President, Global Head of Product Marketing. She is live with us from NJ, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum from NY with you live from wherever you may be, catching us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. We're happy to have you aboard on this start of the week, February 8th, 2021, day after Super Bowl 55. If your questions and comments are remaining minutes with Karina, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up on our special post-presente edition, that's not next Monday, next Tuesday, we'll have the Chief Executive Officer of Zumo in an exclusive interview, Colin Petrie-Norris. Also, we'll focus on a company called Enthusiast Gaming and a project they're doing called BCC Gaming, available now on Samsung Smart TV sets. We'll talk to the founder and president of that organization, Menash Kastenbaum. That's all coming up Tuesday, not next Monday, Tuesday, February 16th, same time, 3:30 New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio. Karina, we're now at a point where we are seeing other companies also doing interactive fitness television. You got Apple with Apple Fitness Plus, Samsung a month ago at CES 2021 announced that they'll launch a project called Smart Trainer. We heard over the weekend through a television ad about a project called Beachbody on Demand, which is also using smart TV sets. What do you think about the fact that we are now seeing what you're doing now being blooming into a movement, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We always say that the more people that are, you know, working out, staying healthy, staying fit, the better. You know, we always knew, you know, I think you would ask, the first question you asked is, you know, when Peloton got started, and it said 2012. So it just tells you that, you know, Peloton knew long ago that you could get a great, fun, interactive, motivating and challenging workout from home, a more convenient location. And, you know, no one obviously could foreseen what's happened in the world today, and that certainly accelerated the move to at-home solutions. But we're excited and happy to see more consumers thinking about the home as the place where they can get a great workout. We've known it's the best location all along.
So with all this rivalry in mind, if you will, and we think there could be some others too, what does your company see as the next frontier, the next dimension, the next level in terms of interactive fitness programming?
One of the things you had asked about is how our members engage with other members or engage with our instructors. And we think that that social connection, that social component, is really exciting and rewarding, and people love it. You know, we see a lot of those conversations happening on social media right now, where our members are reaching out to our instructors and, you know, they're connecting with each other in that way. And so social is something we're really excited about. We're really looking at, you know, how can we continue to support our community and that social interaction that's sort of organically happening through Peloton. So that's one thing. We're always also looking at adding and expanding the various modalities we support. So I'd mentioned, you know, that we had launched Pilates and barre and dance cardio. So we're always looking to expand just the range of offerings. So there's always something new, always something fresh to look forward to on Peloton, in addition to the great cycling and running that you do with our tread and our bike. I think the other thing is that we're always trying to kind of innovate on the kinds of software features that keep you accountable, keep you, you know, give you, you know, you'd asked about metrics. So things that make it easy to schedule, easy to explore and browse and just put together your workout plan and hit your goals. So those are all things that we're constantly working on to make Peloton more fun and effective.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot more we could get to in terms of not just what Peloton is doing, but this whole medium of interactive fitness is doing and where that's leading to, including the fact we're going to see other, as time goes on, we're going to be seeing things like interactive cooking, sort of like Food Network Kitchen already has been on for a year and a half, interactive telemedicine, interactive education, and so on and so forth. And I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to talk about the fact that one of the things that is not happening because of the pandemic in many series is dance, ballroom dancing, ballet, modern dance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe I hope at some point Peloton will do that, because we definitely could use that. The dance community is really suffering right now here in New York and many cities around the country because of the pandemic. But hopefully we're getting out of it. We're going to lick this pandemic, and we're going to get dancing back. And I hope Peloton and the other services will take part in that revival too. It'd be really, really great. Anyway, for more details about what Peloton is doing in the world of interactive fitness services, here's where you go online, www.onepeloton.com. That's one P-E-L-O-T-O-N, www.onepeloton.com. Peloton interactive fitness programming now available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Karina Kogan, Senior Vice President, Global Head of Product Marketing, thank you very, very much for making the time. Congratulations on what you've been accomplishing so far with you and your colleagues, and hopefully much, much more in the years to come.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karina. Take care. All the greatest.
Bye-bye.
Karina Kogan from Peloton joining us live from New Jersey. Well, we have been waiting nearly a month and a half for this, but finally, finally, we have our first Tomorrow Be Televised Classic Trivia Question winner of 2021. And it comes from a very unlikely place, Lagos, Nigeria. And our winner is Akeem Morelli Samuel. That's right, Akeem Morelli Samuel from Lagos, Nigeria, is our winner. And Akeem Wele answered this question. Complete the name of this character from the original version of The Equalizer back in the 1980s. Mickey Blank. That's Mickey Blank. Well, the answer is Mickey Kostmeyer, K-O-S-T-M-E-Y-R, and he was played by Keith Sarabaja. That's Keith Sarabaja's role, Ricky Kostmeyer on The Equalizer. So, to Akeem Morelle Samuel from Lagos, Nigeria, congratulations. You're going to win the Crazy Stupid Love DVD from Talaria, the Everything in Reach money card clip from Clutch Plus. Also, the book from David Tice of Hub Entertainment Research, The Genius Box, How the Idiot Box Got Smart and is Changing the Television Business, and also the Sopranos book, Off the Back of a Truck. We're going to get those prizes out to you starting tomorrow, and so watch out for them. And congratulations to you, and thanks for tuning in and playing our game. We will have a new classic trivia question for you on Wednesday's 90-minute episode, so be tuned for that along with our guests. And if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from, and you might be a winner, our second winner of 2021. So tune in, listen to the question. If you know the answer, email simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you play in, maybe you can win. Also, if we don't get a winner by end of day Wednesday, we'll post the question Thursday morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. I want to thank all of our guests for being with us today and all of you for tuning in. Don't forget, less than 48 hours from now, we're back with you on Wednesday, big 90-minute edition, with Jenny Lumet, the executive producer and co-writer of the new CBS series, Clarice, that premieres on Thursday night. She is the daughter of Sidney Lumet. It should be some conversation. From Chain Reaction on Game Show Network, third revival of that popular game show, executive producer Jay James, and we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of Masterpiece Theater on PBS with University of Missouri English professor Dr. Nancy West. It's all coming up Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up an episode you missed, you know where to go. blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcasts. They're available 24/7 on Verbal, Amazon Music, iRadio Podcast, Network Speaker Podcast, so on and so forth. We always love hearing from you. What do you think about our show today and our guests? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? Love to hear. Use my email. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWT. We always love to hear what you have to say, and we do respond. Because, you know what, it all matters, absolutely, what you say. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not only those of Block Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate is Mandolin, Annie Toes, Block Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonberg, head of content, the co-founders of this enterprise, Alan Levy, and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two, and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. Don't forget, special edition, 90 minutes, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, also on Verbal, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, and Amazon Music. Whatever you're up to now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And more than ever, let's lick this pandemic now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.